This morning, saints of God, I'm coming out of Acts, the 16th chapter, starting at the 16th verse. And I'll be reading out the New King James Version. Now this happened as we went to pray that a certain slave girl, possessed with a spirit of the nation, met us, who brought her master much profit for fortune telling. This girl followed Paul and us and cried out, saying, "These men is a servant of the Most High God, who proclaimed to us the way of salvation." And this she did for many days, but Paul, gratefully annoyed, turned and said to the spirit, "I command you in the name of Jesus Christ to come out of her." And he came out that same very hour. But when her master saw that their hope or profit was gone, they seized Paul and Silas and drove them in the marketplace to the authority. And they brought them to the magistrate and said, "These men, being Jews, exceedingly trouble our city. And they taught and they teach customs that are not lawful for us, being Romans, to receive or observe." Then the multitude rose up together against them, and the magistrate torn off their clothes and commanded them to be beaten with rods. And when they have laid many stripes on them, they threw them into prison, commanding the jailer to keep them securely. Having received such a charge, he put them in the inner prison and fastened their feet in stocks. But at midnight, Paul and Silas was praying and singing hymn to God, and the prison was listening to them. Suddenly there was a great earthquake, so that the foundation of the prison was shaken, and immediately all the doors were opened, and everyone chained was loosed. And the keeper of the prison, awakening from sleep and seeing the prison door open, supposing the prison had fled, drew his sword and was about to kill himself. But Paul called in a loud voice, saying, "Do yourself no harm, for we are all here." Then he called for a light, ran in, and fell down trembling before Paul and Silas. And he brought them out and said, "Sir, what must I do to be saved?" So they said, "Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and you will be saved, you and your household." Then they spoke the word of the Lord to him and to all that was in his house. This morning, saints of God, I'm just going to focus on, my main focus will be on verse 25 and 26. Especially 25 and 26, where it said, "In that midnight, Paul and Silas prayed and sung praise unto God, and the prison heard them. And certainly there was a great earthquake, so that the foundation of the prison was shaken. Immediately all the doors were opened, and every one band was loosened." You see, saints of God, if I had to put out to those two verses, it would be the midnight shaking. The midnight shaking. You see, saints of God, there will be seasons in our lives when events will disturb us and make us anxious, but we can endure and flourish. You can survive the shaking, saints of God. I have faced many types of events that has shook me and caused me to wonder, why me? I'm sure some of you have been doing the same. If you are honest, you probably have had the same or similar feeling. It is important, saints of God, to realize that in life, we find ourselves sometimes shaken in situation that would totally surprise us. There will be time in each of our life when we will face challenges that will shake our very foundation. I need to encourage you, saints of God, to stay read up, stay suited up, and stay prayed up. Because at any time, any shaky situation just might be headed your way. And the reason is why? Because life is full of trials and tribulation. And these shaky situations will show up in your life unannounced. So you see, saints of God, But I have good news that you can survive it no matter what's going on in your life. You see, in my study of the Bible, I discovered that God does some of his best work in our shaky midnight situation. If you let me borrow a few minutes, saints of God, I'll show you what I'm talking about. Some of his best work. You see, I heard Moses saying he had Pharaoh and his army behind him in a watery grave before him, and he prayed, and God told him to stretch out the rod, and when he did, God gave the wind a full blast and made a highway down the Red Sea. I also heard the three Hebrew boys saying, Pastor Reed, Nebuchadnezzar set up a golden image and wanted us to bow down and worship it. But we refused, and he heated the furnace 7 times hotter than usual. And when they throwed us in, the Son of Man had went before us and took the heat out of the flame and turned the burning furnace into a fellowship hall. We see, thanks to God. Also, I heard Daniel said that the king set a decree that no one could pray. But I went to my room and I called on the Lord, the God of Israel, and they put me in the lion's den. But they failed to realize that the God of Israel had put the lions on a 24-hour fast and delivered me out of the lion's den. So you see, saints of God, in order to survive the midnight shaking, one, you got to remain engaged. You have to remain engaged. You see, in verse 25, he said, alone about midnight, Paul and Silas were at prayer and singing hymns. You see, Paul and Silas realized that they had to stay engaged in their course. In order to stay encouraged, they had to engage their energies and focus their faith on God. They knew without a shadow of a doubt, saints of God, that God were more than able to make a way and that their breakthrough for their shaken midnight situation was in their praise. So that's telling us, saints of God, no matter what you're going through, continue to praise, worship, and sing hymns unto the Lord. No matter what your situation is, you might be on your sick bed and can't move, but yes, continue to give God all the praise, give God all the honor, and give him all the glory. Sing praises unto him, no matter your situation. It might be shaking right now, but remember, saints of God, that God is in control. Even though they found themselves the victim of false prejudice charges, misunderstood, and ridiculed for doing the work of the Lord. Sometimes, thanks to God, you too will find yourself ridiculed for doing the work of the Lord. But I encourage you today, saints of God, no matter what problem is, no matter how they ridicule, stand on the word, preach the word, the true word, the unsaturated truth of God. Don't sugarcoat it. Preach the word. Amen. Teach the word. Yes. Testimony. Tell about the goodness of the Lord. Amen. You see, amen. This tells me, that, saints of God, that any given time in your life, we will experience something that could push us over the edge. But make a determination that you will stand on God's word. No matter what it is, saints of God, that will push you over the edge, stand on God's word. Continue to stand on God's word. You see, saints of God, the midnight hours is when most men, women, boys, girls are laid in the image of a deep sleep. And I just want to remind you that God does some of his best work in the midnight hour. You see, saints of God, Job chapter 35:10 tells us that God will give you a son in the midnight, at night. So you, no matter what you're going through, saints of God, God, the scripture said God will give you a son in the night. You see, saints of God, I'm here to tell you that prayer is a great antidote to trials and tribulations, because there's power in prayer. And prayer changes things, because if we have a heart to pray, heaven has an ear to hear. You see, saints of God, that's why the Son writer said that when you kneel down and pray, remember to let Jesus have his way, because prayer will change things. I also heard another Son writer say, what a friend we have in Jesus, all our sins and grief to bear. What a privilege it is to carry everything to God in prayer. Amen. So I wonder, saints of God, if there's anybody here this morning that know that Jesus is on the main line. Amen. Call him up and tell him what you want. Amen. So in other words, saints of God, talk to Jesus. If you can't talk to nobody else about your situation or your problems, talk to Jesus. Communicate with Jesus. Even if you can't communicate with yourself, communicate with Jesus. Because sometimes, you know, we get so frustrated and angry at ourselves, you know, we just start talking and everything, then start talking about, I don't want to do it. I don't just, go ahead, and we can do it. You know, no, I ain't going to do it. I ain't going to do it. We get so frustrated with ourselves. I can't do that. Yes, you can. But talk to God. He got that peace that passes all understanding. Don't get frustrated, saints of God. Just talk to God. You see, saints of God, Luke revealed to us, not only did Paul and Silas pray, but they sung songs of praise as well. So prayer is good, yes, but praise also goes along. You see, Paul and Silas could have sung any of the 150 psalms. They could have sung Psalms 1:1. Blessed is the man that walk not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor stand in the way of sinner, nor sit in the seat of scornful, but his delight is in the law of the Lord. In his law does he meditate day and night, and he shall be like a tree planted by the river of water that bring forth his fruit in his season. His leaves shall not wither, and whatsoever he does shall profit. Or they could have sung Psalms 23. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me to lie down in green pasture. He leads me beside the still water. He restores my soul. He lead me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yet though I walk through the valley of shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemy. Thou anoint my head with oil, my cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I dwell in the house of the Lord. Yeah. Or they could have sung Psalms 27, 1 and 2. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Yeah. Whom shall I fear? Yeah. The Lord is the strength of my life. Mm-hmm. Of whom shall I be afraid? Yeah. When the wicked, even my enemy and my foe, come upon me to eat my flesh, they stumble and fail. Yeah. Or they could have sung Psalms 34 and 1-4. I will bless the Lord at all times. Yeah. His praises shall continue to be in my mouth. My soul shall make her boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear thereof and be glad. Oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. I sought the Lord, and he heard me and delivered me from all of my fear. Yeah. Or Paul and Silas, they could have sung Psalms 46:1. It said, God is my refuge and my strength, a very present help in trouble. You see, thanks to God, if God allow something to happen, he will give you the grace to withstand it. We see in Philippians 4:6, it said, be careful for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. So once again, thanks to God, you see, talking to God, communicating with God, is your best antidote. Yes. When you pray to God, when you sing to God and give praises, like I said, when praises go up, blessings come down. So continue to communicate with him. He will supply your all your every need, thanks to God, your every desire. How do we respond when something happens that shakes you to your core that you don't expect? By remaining engaged in the process and don't lose your focus. Don't lose your purpose, thanks to God. Don't get anxiety and do anything that you will regret later. Paul and Silas teach us that you must keep a song and prayer in your heart. Don't lose heart, because the Lord wants to make you stronger and riser, so you will know how to handle a shaking situation when it comes. Number two, to survive a shaking situation, the shaking will confirm your assignment. The shaking situation will confirm your assignment. You see, early in the chapter 16, displays that God was using Paul and Silas to spread the gospel, but they ran into trouble. They experienced a young slave girl who was possessed with a phantom spirit. A phantom spirit is a cultural in many ways, because it is self-centered, unholy behavior, and is a polytheism, which is an act of worshiping more than one God. That was a tongue twister. But you see, in other words, thanks to God, it's an act of worshiping more than one God. And that's what they're doing. So you see, thanks to God, that is a trace that is moving in this earth that reflect this kind of spirit today. So we have to be careful, saints of God, who we hang out with, who we talk to, who your friends are. You have to be very careful. It's just like, you know, when you getting married to someone, you want to find out all the information that you can about them. It's the same way with your friends, saints of God. You need to find out what they doing, how they live, what they believe, who they hang out with, what they do. Because, you know, as they said, birds of a feather, they flock together. And they will bring you right on in with them if you're not careful, saints of God. So you see, saints of God, God wants you to be aware that there will be people who are assigned to your life that will validate your anointing. Your job is to be aware and go through with the right attitude. No matter who assigned, thanks to God, it left up to you to have the right attitude and to do the right thing. Go through knowing that trouble doesn't always last, always. Go through with an expectation that God will keep you during your shaking situation. He will bring you out all right. If you experience hardship, you might experience a feeling of hopelessness, But don't give up on God, because God will not give up on you. You see, saints of God, the text also revealed to us that God started working it out for their good. We see in verse 26, it said, "And certainly there was a great earthquake." Great earthquake, so that the foundation of the prison was shaken, and immediately all the doors were open and every one band was loosened. See, you see, saints of God, every shaken situation in your life is demanded a testimony. Everything that you go to is demand a testimony, saints of God. You see, Paul and Silas knew that their deliverance was not their own doing. You see, saints of God, all of us are unique people and private people, for we don't want everybody to know our business. I don't know about you, but yes, I'm one of those. I don't want to tell everybody my business. I'm sure we got some out there on the pews the same way. But you find some people, they tell everything. Everything. They get up in the morning talking, they go to sleep talking, telling everything. But saints of God, we have to be careful. You see, because we don't want people in our business. However, once your breakthrough take place in your shaken situation, your deliverance cannot be private. Whatever happened in your life, saints of God, when God give you a breakthrough and you go through it, that's a living testimony. You got to tell somebody, because what you went through, someone else might be going through it. So your shaken situation demands a testimony. You see, saints of God, we see in Acts chapter 16, verse 37, it said, "But Paul said unto them, they have beaten us openly, condemned, being Roman, and have cast us into prison. And now, do they thrust us out private? Nay, verily, but let them come themselves and fetch us out." You see, saints of God, what Paul was saying, having the magistrate come and personally release and escorted them from prison was a public declaration or innocence of Paul and Silas. And as well, it was their testimony that testifies need to be made, because for some very good reason, so that the church of Philippi would know that God is able and that he's still in the blessing business. So that was their testimony. Let them come and take us out. Bring us out. You put us in publicly, but you want to bring us out privately? Paul said no. Let them come and get us and escort us out in public, like they put us in here. That was a testimony. So, saints of God, when you go through, don't hold in. Give God the honor, glory, and the praises, but tell someone else. Testify about how good God is. Because God, it wasn't nothing but God. As Daniel said, look at God. My son, he said, that was nothing but God. But you're right. That was nothing but God. When you go through something, saints of God, and then you come out smelling like a rose on the other side, that ain't nothing but God. Amen. And you need to tell somebody about your testimony. You see, the more trouble that you might be experienced mean that you are on God's agenda. The more that you do for God, the more trouble will come your way. If you believe it or not, saints of God, when you say, Lord, come into my life, that's when trouble start coming into your life. When you accepted him as this, when you accepted Jesus as your Lord and Savior, that's when your battle really began. Because say no, if you is truly a saint of God and truly being a soldier in the kingdom of light, it is a war against him. So he's going to throw everything that he can at you to defeat you. So saints of God, continue to stand and preach and praise God. Some of us have gone through some crazy things over the past few years, and some is experiencing something in the last couple of days. You see, saints of God, God wants to validate the fact that you are his, and he wants to get the glory out of your life. Let the shaking in your life shoot you forward and not backward. Talk to the Lord, and he will hear your voice, and he will hearken to your call. You must learn how to lift your praises in the middle of the shaking that you are experiencing, thanks to God. I can't do it for you. Pastors can't do it for you. Your wife or your husband can't do it for you. You have to do it for yourself. Yes, they'd be there for support, but thanks to God, you have to open up your mouth and speak for yourself. Whatever you're going through, don't give up on God. Lift up your praise in the middle of your situation. Lift up your praise in the beginning of your situation. Lift up your praise at the end of your situation. You see, saints of God, number three, the shaking is only temporary. You got to remember, whatever you're going through, saints of God, is only temporary. We must come to the realization that we have to go through things to get us to go to the next level in God. Sooner or later, you are going to come out of what you're going through. Many times, shaking comes to remove things that we have allowed to attach to ourselves. Sometimes God has situations in your life where you have to be shaken to get rid of some stuff. Sometimes you just hold on to stuff that, and to friends, God's that remove you from, but you're still calling them. You're still on Facebook. You're still trying to drop by. God moved them out of your life, but you're still holding on. Saints of God, let go and let God. We got to let things out. You know, when we go through stuff, don't, and God remove things out of your life that's not good for you. He know, although it might feel good, taste good, look good to you, but God knows best. Like for me, my downfall, yes, I like sweets. Back to that pie again. but thank be to God, he basically moved that taste out of my mouth. Well, I'm not so, you know, I got to have this, I got to have that. I just got to have some sweets. He had moved that out of my mouth, thinking, and I thank him for that. But it'll be very ironic of me, you know, stupid of me to, okay, well, God moved this taste out of my mouth, but I don't care what God said. I want this pie. I want this cake. I want these cookies. I want this chocolate. I want this candy. I want this ice cream. You name it, I'm going to eat it. I don't care what he removed from it. I want it. See, we get in those kind of situations, saints of God, when God shucks something off you and removes something from you and everything, we run right back to it. We got to be careful, saints of God. It's time for some of us to start shaking some of the things off our life naturally and in spirit. The Bible said in Job 2:2, and the Lord said to Satan, where have you come from? Satan answered the Lord, from roaming throughout the earth, going back and forth on it. Saints of God, you see, this tells me that your shaking will only last for a little while because Satan is not omnipresent like God. The Bible gives us assurance in Psalm 41. God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. You see, saints of God, God already have you in mind, and nothing can touch you unless he allow it to touch. It's to happen. God will not let nothing touch you unless he allow it to happen, saints of God. God is going to reveal those with a phantom spirit to you so you can technically remove them from your life. Many sources of frustration, those who are against you, God is going to cause you to overpower their plot and you shall conquer it. But thanks to God, that's when you have to be in tune with the spirit. You can't let flesh override. You got to listen to what that little small voice, that little still, quiet voice inside of you telling you, you got to listen to what he's saying, leading you, guide it. That's the Holy Spirit's job, to lead you, to guide you, to comfort you, to teach you. But like I said, sometimes we get so big-headed, I got this. I don't need you right now until I'm drowning. Then I call on you, Holy Spirit, okay, I can't see. Come and lead me, guide me. That's the attitude some saints have, saints of God. They have that type of attitude. But you see, saints of God, some have gone through something that you did not think you would be able to overcome, but it was the power of the Holy Ghost that enabled you. Be like Paul and Silas, knowing that it wasn't them themselves, but it was God. It was God that shook the jail cell. It was God that shook the foundation. It was God that opened up the door. It was God that loosen the change. My fact, go on, it was God that saved the household. It was God. They didn't take credit for it, so you got to be careful, saints of God. Stop taking credit for something that you didn't do. Although God used you to get it done, but the glory goes to him. Sometimes we do stuff and, you know, say, look what I did. Look what I did. It was me. Instead of giving God all the praise and all the honor and all the glory look what God did. And that's the lesson Paul and Silas is teaching us. They didn't, nowhere you can see in scripture where they said, this is what we did. But they knew what God done. In the midnight hour, in the shaking situation, They was praying. They was singing. Midnight hour. Me, I'll be like, just being honest. Everybody, you know, if you're honest with yourself, you would too. Unless it's something you're really going through something at that moment and at that time, in midnight hour, you will be the same way. Man, I got to go to sleep. I got to go up to work tomorrow. That's the first thing on your mind, especially the one that got a job. But thank God, he didn't bless me. I don't have to get up. So I can sleep a little longer in the midnight hour. But you see, thanks to God, we see in Isaiah 40, 28 to 31, it said, have thou not known, have thou not heard that the everlasting God, the Lord, the creator of the end of the earth, faint not, neither is weary. There is no searching of his understanding. He give power to the faint, and to them that have no might, he increase his strength. Even the youth shall faint and be weary, and the young man shall utterly fall. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagle. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. You see, saints of God, when your midnight shaking seasons come, sing a song that will get you through your time of trouble. Pray a prayer that will get God's attention. Not, oh, Lord, it's me again. He already know that. But talk to the Lord. Give him praise. Start praising and stop begging. Because he already knows. See, the chain that has held you down is going to be released when you start stay engaged, stay focused, allow the shaking to validate your assignment, but embrace the fact there is only one, but realize that the fact that is only temporary. Whatever you're going through, saints of God, it's only temporary. Weeping may do endure for the night, but joy comes in the morning. See, this shaking is going to bring you to a season of release. It's going to release another level of God present in your life. Sometimes the shaking make room for the new thing that God is preparing for you. Like I said before, thank God, sometimes we hold on to stuff and God cannot place the things that he wants in your life because you still hold on to the old thing that he and shook aloof. You're going back to the trash. Oh, let me go and pick this back. No, I'll throw it away, but I think I'm going to need this. And God all the time put it in the trash. Trying to do a new thing in your life, saints of God. See, because he want to make room for the things that you really need. God knows what you need. We might think we know what we need, but God truly knows what you need. See, after the shaking, God will allow you to see clearer. He will shake your foundation that you will believe that he is real and he have a purpose for your life. See, sometimes people get the big head and walk around like MC Hammer back in the day. You can't touch this. When they get up in, you know, up in society or got a pocket full of money, got your Cadillacs and the house on the hill. You know, you can eat steaks every night. They get that attitude. But saints of God, stay humble. Stay true to your calling. You see, because God, He has a purpose for your life. See, the shaking will keep you from harming yourself and keeping you focused on what is ahead. Sometimes, saints of God, we go ahead of God, and trouble lies in your way. So be careful how you treat God, because he knows what's ahead, and he knows how to lead and navigate you through these options, these situations in your life. So the shaking, like I said, will keep you from harming and keep you focused on what ahead. God will reveal himself in a way that you least expect it. So expect God to move on your behalf, thanks to God. When you're going through, expect God to move. That is like when you're sick, thank God, don't say I'm sick, but say I'm healed, and expect that healing. Because you are healed. By his stripes and wounds, you was healed. And you are healed. Amen. If you're blessing of, if you going through financial, say, I am rich because the Lord will survive, will supply. Stop saying, I don't have. Keep saying you don't have, you won't have. But start thanking God. You're asking for it, start thinking for it, and start talking talking positive. Amen. Amen. It said, you're the head and not the tail. You're above and not beneath. Amen. You're the lender and not the borrower. Amen. So that means if you're the lender, saint of God, you got favor and you got the finances to lend to somebody else. Yeah. Stop saying I don't have. Or I can't. When we first got here, I was teaching. Ain't no such thing. I can't. Because you can do all things through Christ, who strengthen you. Amen. But you have to let it, saints of God. You have to let it. I'm about to close. Well, unplug. If you're feeling down, Psalm 30, verse 5 says, weeping may endure for a night, but joy come in the morning. Psalm 37, verse 23 and 24, it says, the Lord makes firm the steps of them who delight in him. Though he may stumble, he will not fall, for the Lord upholds him with his hand. So you see, saints of God, have faith that God is going to keep you while you go through. But also have faith that he is going to bring you out. No matter how shaken it takes, taking place in your life, just know that God is able to open doors that no man can close and close doors that no man can open. Let him be your burden bearer, heart fixer, and mind regulation in your time of midnight shaking. Amen. Let's pray. Our Father, most gracious God, in the name of Jesus, we have come, Father God. Thank you once again for your prayer, for your presence, Father God. We thank you, Father God, for lifting us up, Father God, and throwing your strong protection around us. And Father God, we ask you, Father God, just continue to cover with the blood of Jesus. And Father God, we ask you, oh God, in our midnight shaking, Father God, just give us the courage to continue to go through and focus on you, Father God. And we'll be careful to give you all the praise, all the honor, and all the glory. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen.